We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Tavi B'Menachem Mishnah Mechan Yaakov B'Brichos Eliyahu. We are in Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. We've discussed three types of tiglachas, of shaving. One is the tiglachas iser. One is the shaving or the cutting of the hair, which is one of the prohibitions, one of the restrictions of the Nazir. Then there's the tiglachas hatuma. That's where a Nazir became Tamei Meis during the days of the Nazirus. He forfeits the days that he counted thus far. He has to count 7 days like anyone who's Tamei Meis, and during those 7 days he gets sprinkled with the ashes of the Para Aduma mixed with spring water, and after those days of Tuma, he has to shave his head and bring special karbanos. That we'll discuss in this Mishnah. And then there's the Tiglachas HaTara. That's what every Nazir does. At the end of these days of the Nazirus, he shaves his head, he brings special karbanos that marks the end of his Nazirus. Says the Perek Vav Mishnah Vav, Tiglachas HaTuma Kesar. As it work, a Nazir became Tamei Meis, and he has to go through this Tiglachas HaTuma ceremony, going through this process. How does it work? Hayamazeh Bashlishu Vashvi. What happens is, we sprinkle the Nazir with the Para Aduma ashes on the third and the seventh day of his Tumah, as it says in Parshas Chukas. Hanogeh B'meis L'chol Nefesh V'tamei Shavash Yamim. Everyone who's Tamei Meis gets sprinkled. V'hizah Tahor ala tamei bayom hashlishi uvayom hashvii. So that's what we do. We sprinkle on the third and the seventh day. Umigaleach bashvi. And what does the Nazir now do? This is part of his Tiglachas HaTuma ceremony. On that seventh day, when he had the second sprinkling of the ashes of the Paraduma, he goes to mikvah on that day. And he shaves his head. As it says, Vigilach rosho bayom taraso bayom hashvii yigalachenu. Umevi karbanos of bashmini, and he brings his karbanos the next day. It says, "Uvayom mashmini yavishte saramoshne bnei yona." Two birds, vasakoin echad lechatas veechad leola. One bird is a karban ola, one is a karban chatas, and in addition to those two birds, vehevi keves ben shenasola asham. The Torah says he has to bring a sheep as a guilt offering. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if he didn't shave on the seventh day, but he shaved on the eighth day. He delayed by a day. Vim gilach bishmini. Let's say he only shaved his head on the eighth day. So what happened was he went to mikvah on the seventh day, and now as he should have on that second sprinkling of the paraduma. But he only shaved his head on the eighth day. So should he bring his karbanos on that eighth day too? Or does he now have to wait an extra day and bring the karbanos on the ninth day? Says the Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Akiva, maybe karbanosov bo bayom. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that an Nazir becomes tamei, he brings his karbanos the day after his tahara, not the day after he shaved. So the fact that he delayed a day to shave his head doesn't preclude the bringing of the karbanos on that eighth day. Because he became tahor when yesterday on the seventh day by having the second sprinkling and going to mikvah. So Amar Rabbi Tarfon, questioned Rabbi Akiva, Ma bein zeh lemitzora? Why should this nazir have a different halacha than a mitzora? Mitzora who delayed his tiglachas shaving of the head during his tahara process, so he being his karbanos on the ninth day. That's what happens. A mitzora that becomes healed and is tahor, and he has to shave on the seventh day and bring his karbanos on the eighth day. The halacha is that if he shaved on the eighth day, so he brings his karbanos not on that day, but on the ninth day, the day after Giluach, the day after he shaves his head. Why then should the Nazir be any different? Asked Rabbi Tarfon to Rabbi Akiva. Amalo, so Rabbi Akiva explains the fundamental difference between the Nazir and the Mitzora. Zeh taharaso tuluya biyamav. The Nazir's Tara is dependent on the count of 7 days. He counted the 7 days of Tara, got sprinkled on the second and on the third and the seventh day of from the ashes of Paraduma. And what did he do? Then he went to the mikvah on that seventh day. So he's Tahor. The fact that he didn't shave his head doesn't make a difference. By delaying to shave his head to the eighth day does not preclude bringing the karbanos on the eighth day. Because in the end of the day, it's the day after he became tahor. Because when did he go to mikvah? He went to mikvah yesterday. And the going to the mikvah precedes shaving of the head. And that's perfectly fine because it always precedes the shaving of the head. As opposed to umitzora tahara so tluya b'tiglachto. The mitzora's tahara, his purification is dependent on tiglachas. is shaving of the head. Why? Because a mitzora only goes to the mikvah after he shaves his head. So if he went to mikvah on the seventh day and didn't shave till the eighth day, he's chayv now on the eighth day after he shaved his head, go to the mikvah again. Well, if you're telling me now that his tara is based on giluach, so then, if that's so, that means if he only shaved his head on the eighth day, then he can't bring his karbanos that day. The karbanos are always brought after the tara, the day after the tara. So if the tara is dependent on giluach shaving the head, and that's why he goes to the mikveh after that, so he can't on the, and he did that on the eighth day instead of the seventh, so the mitzvah therefore could only bring the karbanos on the ninth day, as opposed to the nazir whose tara is dependent on the just this simple count, and he goes to the mikveh when on the seventh day. The fact that he delayed the giluach till the eighth day does not once again preclude the bringing of the karbanos on that eighth day as well. And then the Mishnah concludes, the eino mevi karban ella im kain haya ma'orav shemesh. And it only means the karban if he had harav shemesh. Now we're going to learn this to a different interpretation. Some claim that this is referring to the nazir. Simple reading of the Mishnah is this is referring to the mitzora. And what we're pointing out is like this. The mitzora goes to mikvah, and we said he goes to mikvah only after giluach. So if he waited to do giluach on the eighth day, so now he only goes to mikvah on that eighth day, and now we have to wait till the sun sets. That's typically what we do when it comes to someone going to the mikvah during the day. We have to wait till the sun sets to get tara, to obtain the tara, and then the next day you bring your karbanos. As opposed to the nazir went to the mikvah on the seventh day, he had his harev shemesh on the seventh day. So the fact that he shaved on the eighth day, shaved his whole head, he can still bring the karbanos on that day because he had the harev shemesh yesterday. But the mitzora, because he delayed the shaving of the head to the eighth day, now he only goes to the mikvah on the eighth day. Even if he went to mikvah yesterday, it doesn't count. He goes to the mikvah again, he has to wait for harev shemesh. Well, you wait for harev shemesh till it gets dark, so when do you bring karbanos? You don't have a choice but to bring the karbanos on the ninth day. Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Tiglachas Atara Ketzad. Okay, what about the regular Tiglachas Atara, the shaving of the head, when a nazir is finished with the nazirus? Ketzad, how does that work? Kaya maybe Shelosh Behemos. So here he brings three behemos. Remember, the Tiglachas Atuma was two birds and a keves la'asham. A Tiglachas Hatara is the following behemoth that every nazir brings at the end, are these three behemos, Chatas, Ola, Ushlamin. These three animals, the pasuk says, "Kavsa achas bas shenasa timim lechatas." So it's a sheep within its first year. That's for carbon chatas. An ola, that's a keves. So a chatas is a female sheep. An ola is a keves ben shenasa tamim echad leola. Also within its first year, that is a carbon ola. It's a male sheep. Ushlamim and an ayel echad tamim ushlamim. We've had this in the past. The ram as a shlamim. Says the Mishnah, "Vishoched es ashlamim." Umegaleach aleihem. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean? So he shaves his head after he shechts the shlamim. Well, how do I know that? Because the pasuk says v'gilach hanazir pesach oel moed is rosh in Israel. He has to shave his head in front of the mishkan or mikdash. And the chachamim have said, and we mentioned in the past, the four chambers in the mikdash. That is lishkas, a chamber of mitzorayim for mitzorah purification process. Lishkas nizirim, which is what we're talking about. Lishkas hashmanim, where the oils were, and the lishkas ha'etzim, where they would store the wood for the mizbeach. So here in the lishkas hanizirim is where this process is happening. The Chachamim said, what does it mean, v'gilach hanazir pesach olam moedis rosh nizro? It means that he's migaleach rosho al hazevach. That says about it, Pesach HaMoed. It says in Shach Atu, Pesach HaMoed. Where do I shech this shlamim? I shech the shlamim Pesach HaMoed. Well, if I'm shechting the shlamim Pesach Oel Moed, and it says the Gilach HaNazir Pesach Oel Moed, so that tells me that he should be shechting at the time of, right after, of the shechting of the shlamim. Because both are told, we're told both of these, the shaving of the head and the shlamim, are supposed to be shechted at Pesach Oel Moed. So that's Rabbi Yehuda holds that we makriv the three karbanos, as it says in the Torah, chatas, ola, and then shlamim. Shlamim being the last, the third and the last. And after that, he shaves his head. Others claim that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to actually bring this, you have to do the Shechita Shlamim before the other two Karbanos. And why? Because the Nazir is Megalecha, and therefore that's the most important. So different ways to understand Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lo Haya Megalech, El Alachatos. Says Rabbi Elazar, the Nazir shaves not on the Shlamim like Rabbi Yehuda says, but after he shechts the Chatos. Why? Shachatos Kodemis B'chol Makom. Because the Chatos precedes all other Karbonos in any other situation. Always precedes an Ola and a Shlamim, like you have in Vayikra Perakei, the Hikriv Es Asher Lachatos Rishona. So therefore, if that's the first Karbon, he should shave his head after shechting the Karbon. Vim Gilach. If he shaved his head after sacrificing any of them, even the Ola, he's going to be Yotzi b'dieved, and everyone agrees to that halacha.